This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. General Motors union workers went on strike today, the first time in a dozen years. 4,200 walked out of the plant in Arlington. GM workers who build the company's large SUVs hold picket signs outside the dormant plant along Abram Street.
We want a fair contract. That's what we want. We made concessions back when General Motors went through bankruptcy.
That's United Auto Workers Local 276 President Terry Valenzuela. He says members support the union leadership's call to strike now that the company is profitable.
And we just want a little piece of that profit so to get back some of the things that we gave up.
Valenzuela had warned members there could be a strike when the contract ended this past weekend.
Fortunately, this location worked a lot of overtime. Kind of a double-edged sword, you know. We're not sure if there was a stockpile of vehicles, but people were making overtime also. And I hope that everybody put some money away.
GM says it's disappointed union leaders called a strike because the company offered higher wages, better benefits, and negotiated in good faith. It says it wants to build a strong future for employees and the business. Talks continue. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.